The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host, guest, Random Reptoid, or Chupacabra may not necessarily reflect those of AM 950 Radio, its affiliates, or its sponsors. Now, it's time to step into the unknown. There are things people experience but never talk about. A shadow moving in the corner, flickering of the lights, a disembodied voice. We invite you to talk with us. Share your story, share your experience. Because this isn't just your story, this is our story. This is Ghost Box Radio with Greg Bakken.
And this is Ghost Box Radio on AM 950, where every night we talk about the paranormal, ufology, Bigfoot, and so much more. My name is Greg Bakken. Thank you very much for joining me. Happy Tuesday, everybody. I hope everyone's having a great week so far. And, you know, I hope those of you who looked directly into the eclipse was able to get the help you need, and hopefully you reached totality. I don't know. Like I said yesterday, I'm sorry. That word just really gets on my nerves. So I'm going to annoy all of you with that now for probably the rest of the week. So I do apologize for that. You know, tonight I'm pretty excited because, you know, one of the things that I really like to do, especially that even though we stream all over the world, one of the things that is important is that we are a first and foremost Minnesota station, that we are a station that broadcasts from the Twin Cities, and we're also a station that promotes small business. And that is probably one of the biggest pieces of what I personally love about AM 950, because AM 950 is also a small business. And we're not owned by Clear Channel or anything like that. We are a small business that tends to try to help out everybody, you know, and we know it comes back in return when it needs to, and we're really just love to be able to promote as much as possible. And when we're in a field like we are in, whether it be paranormal, metaphysical, whatever, the thing is it's whether we like it or not, it's kind of a niche community. It relies on people kind of helping each other and being good to each other. And so I really was excited to hear back in January that a new metaphysical spiritual store had opened up in Anoka, which always seems fitting if you know my love for Anoka, and that we were able to get them on, let them kind of find their feet a little bit. My goodness, they just opened in January. It's been a kind of a whirlwind for them to get up and running. And like the second week that they were having their soft openings, I'm like, hey, do you want to come on the show and stuff? And they're just like, hey, we're still trying to figure it all out, you know? So it's good to, it was nice to allow them to kind of find their feet a little bit, kind of get themselves set up. And the store I'm talking about is Divine Lights, and that is located on Main Street in Anoka, in historic Anoka. It's actually 104 East Main Street. And this is a great store, has a lot of wonderful practitioners, a lot of great product. And tonight I have on two of the three owners, Amanda Coivisto and Amy Amsler, and Dave is not able to join us tonight because we're pretty late tonight, aren't we?
Very late.
I know you all are like, when I said when the time the show's on, you're all just like looked at me horrifically. Like, you know, it's like we're basically saying like it's the next day already for you all. So.
Right, like you had foreheads or something when you said that.
Well, and you know, the funny thing is when people say to me, it's like, hey, do you want to come in the station at 10 a.m. tomorrow? I'm like, well, okay, do I do it after my paper route or something? I mean, that's just ridiculous. But, you know, that we all live, it takes all of us to make the world go around, doesn't it? So, Amanda, let's start off with you. Why don't I think we should start, before we get into the store itself, I'd like to hear both of your background stories and let everyone know what you do and kind of some of the work that you both offer in the store, because you're both healers as well. Amanda, can we start with you, please?
Absolutely. So I had my first vision when I was 9, and I kind of shut it off for many years just because was frowned upon in my family. And so as I got into my 30s, I really started to kind of hone in my skills and develop them. And so I'm a Reiki grandmaster. I'm a numerology practitioner, a hypnosis practitioner, intuitive psychic, medium. I just can't stop learning. So I keep adding new things all the time.
That's great. I mean, and that's the thing. I mean, I would assume, Amanda, that once you start getting into it, it's very addictive anyway. Do you feel that it kind of, I don't want to say piggyback, because I think that oversimplifies it. But when you're doing one, it makes you hungry to do the others.
It does. Right now, I'm working on building a Reiki hypnosis package, or kind of a new piecing it together and putting it together so that we're able to go deeper into somebody's subconscious when they can't shut their mind off. And so, you know, one kind of plays into the other, and we just keep going and finding new things and how to make it our own.
And I find that to be also very interesting, the idea of shutting your mind off, because I feel like one of the reasons why I haven't done like anything really with hypnosis or anything with any sort of like past life regression has been more of that I'm just afraid I can't shut myself off, that I just keep thinking and thinking and thinking. And I feel like that I'm missing out because I have that in my mind.
So it's, some people have a hard time shutting it off even during a regular Reiki session.
Yeah.
And so with the hypnosis, it, you know, really walks you through that guided meditation so that you can get your mind calm, so we can, you know, dive into your subconscious and really start to pull and release things that you've been holding on to, that energy, for so long that we can finally get it out of you.
Right. And no kidding. And I feel like too, that some of the stuff too, with the hypnosis and stuff, I think for myself, I think about kind of letting go of control, you know, like, because I mean, I think most times I think instincts as human beings that we want to be at least in control of ourselves if we can't be in control of everything around us. So I think for me, that's one of the things that I am always worried about, is the idea of losing control. And I don't mean like start like flailing around or anything, but I feel like hypnosis might be that I'm no longer in control and someone else might be, because you're guiding me. You know what I mean?
Right. So you're actually controlling the hypnosis. You know, you control what you're willing to release or what you're willing to allow me to pull out, and what I'm able to draw in from, you know, the universe to you. So you are actually in full control at that time. You guide the session and I'm just the conduit for you. And so I promise you that nobody leaves a session quacking like a duck.
Right.
Or, you know, walking in circles or anything like that.
You don't have to worry about a bell ringing, right? And a bell ringing means that, you know, you run into traffic or something. And no. I'm happy to hear that. And you know, I think too, I mean, and you bring up a good point. I think for people who maybe haven't done any sort of healing in general, is that that anytime someone does healing, they're always the conduit, right? I mean, you're never at the mercy of somebody else in that situation, that you're all just receiving the messages and doing the work that you're being told to do.
Exactly.
Very nice. Very.
So we're diving into your subconscious. And so, you know, it's not that, you know, people should be scared of it. It's, you're allowing us to see whatever parts that you want us to see and help you release. And so you don't want us to know something, we're not going to know it. So don't have to worry about censoring your thoughts or things along those lines. Only what you want us to see.
And that makes a lot of sense. And I think that's important for, you know, everybody to know when you're getting in those situations, because, and it's also, you know, if you want work done, if you feel like you need work done, you're going to need the help then. You're going to need someone to be able to help get in there, so to speak. But once again, you're in control. And that's I think that's a really helpful reminder to at least myself, and hopefully to some other people as well.
Absolutely.
So
we love to dig in there for you.
Right, just dig right in there. Now,
dig right in.
Now,
we'll be gentle.
Yeah, right. Exactly. We won't remove any bones. or arteries. Now, Amy, what about you? What tell me a little bit about yourself, please.
Yeah, sure. I think I've always been intuitive, but it was basically August of 2022. I have sustained brain injuries before, but in that August I had a stroke.
Oh.
And after I had a stroke, things just became much clearer. Quite frankly, it was a little abrasively scary at first. just being able, like, the difference between light and dark, and having a lot more capabilities very quickly. That's actually how I met Amanda, because when I went to learn how to cleanse my house from things that were in it, I came to one of her smudge classes, and that's how our relationship began. So I'm actually traditionally a background of a clinical mental health therapist. So I am a LGSW, which is a licensed general social worker. That's actually my background. So what I do is I am a crystal Reiki master. So I can do Reiki as well. I do animal Reiki. I can do life coach, but really, I think everybody has the answer for themselves. I think when people come for healing, and some people don't even know that. They just need a little tune-up or a little nudge or just somebody to walk through. I mean, I'm obviously super biased. People don't always necessarily like therapists either, but I feel like therapists are just somebody outside of your family or outside of your social circle that you can talk to, and I think everybody needs that. So my goal is definitely to open up people on that, because I think it's a gift. It's totally a gift and a blessing, and feel honored that people come here when they're vulnerable, when they come here, they're looking to start that journey, or they come here, look for healing. That's really hard to do sometimes. And so it's a blessing.
That I could believe that. And, you know, I'm really fascinated. You know, I've heard this a number of times, that gifts reveal themselves when something traumatic happens to somebody. And it's, you know, it's such a weird situation, because you don't, you know, gifts are nice, but you don't, having to go through that is a problem, unfortunately. I mean, I'm sorry to hear that you had to go through that, but I mean, there is something, I mean, that is a blessing behind that, though.
I think it's funny. It's actually kind of a little bit of a joke around here between me and the practitioners, that even just last week, somebody said, well, you don't want to wait until the universe knocks you in the head. And we all just stopped and kind of laughed. There were three of us, because I was like, well, you don't. Trust me, you don't. Because I've literally been hit
right
in some capacity about 5 times now. So let's not, don't get to that point. Come sooner. Come find answers sooner than that.
Well, yeah, some people say that sometimes you're looking for the sign to know what to do. And I mean, that one hit you pretty hard, didn't it? I mean, that was...
Yes. Literally, yes. Couldn't get any more obvious.
We had on a woman by the name of Angela Boley, and she is a psychic medium that all of her messages come through drawings. And she had said when she was the age of like 2 or 3 that she was very sick, and she actually died, but she could see herself above her body. And she was pretty much, I mean, the way that it sounded to me, she was upgraded at that point, like pretty much like from having no gifts to being like the bionic woman. And it just really an interesting situation when that's whatever that means, however that works, that universe decides that this is how it's going to come to you.
I think, again, it's not a joke, but it is and it isn't. Mm-hmm. When you go through, like you said, any trauma from any situation with anybody, sometimes it just really rearranges your life. And when you said talk about like letting go of control, like when you're talking about hypnosis, literally when you're injured neurologically, it moves you into a different way of the brain or a different side of the brain. And so, I never asked for it, of course. But yes, when it does happen, there's a gift behind it, I guess. So, yeah.
Now, when, I mean, you said you didn't ask for it. I mean, certainly not through the method that you got it. But did you want gifts? Were you hoping to be able to explore that part of yourself?
I don't think I knew that I wanted to.
Okay, yeah.
But again, going through a master's program, you know, working really hard in that traditional way to get that degree and licensure, that's definitely one way to do it. And then to be put on the other side of it was a really big opening.
Yeah.
That almost, I think, the universe was like, no, we're redirecting and we're going to go this modality. And regardless of what angle you come at it from or your past, any space for healing is needed anywhere with everybody.
Yeah.
And so it's just a different capacity to walk with people as they figure that out. And that, like I said, I always feel honored.
It's really interesting to kind of have some of that, what I consider groundwork by going that traditional route as well. That's really neat, because it seems like a very overly encompassing view for you, for what you do.
Yeah, I put in the school, the bookwork, right? And then, then came all the feelings.
Then came
literally. So
then there's emotion.
Yes, right? And the visions and all the new kind of sight.
Yeah, exactly. Why don't we go ahead and do this? Let's go ahead, take our first break. When we come back, we're going to actually delve into talking about the store, talking about the practitioners there. If you have questions, please put them in the comments and we'll get to those as well. We have a great show ahead of us. You're listening to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950. And why don't you come out and join me in Brainerd this weekend, April 13th and 14th. I'm going to be at the Psychic Paranormal Wellness Fair put on by Soul and Synergy. That, like I said, April 13th and 14th, we're going to be at the Arrowwood Lodge. I'm going to have a table there, and there you can pick up such amazing things such as my business card. We'll try not to be too spectacular this weekend, but come on by, say hi, and see all the other practitioners. There's going to be presentations by people talking about cryptozoology, UFO. That's going to be someone from MUFON there. There's going to be readers and other practitioners. And I'm going to be speaking both Saturday and Sunday. We're going to be talking about exploring the paranormal. I'm excited for it. I'm a little nervous. I haven't done one of these without a ton of people that I know there. So, I'm kind of stepping out on my own over here. So wish me luck. And the best way you can wish me luck is come on out there. Once again, that's going to be this Saturday and Sunday. That's going to be at the Arrowwood Lodge. That's really in Baxter, Minnesota, but we're up by Brainerd. So come on out, say hi. Would love to see you there. I'd love to see a good turnout there. We are talking with Amanda and Amy from Divine Lights. It's a brand new store that is opened on Anoka. The address is 104 East Main Street. And what is the URL? What is the website for Divine Lights?
Divine Lights with an S and then MN.com.
So Divine Lights Minnesota, basically, .com?
Yep.
Okay. All right. Please. Awesome. But you also have a presence on Facebook as well. So people should go there. You're all doing lives every Sunday. I see that.
Every Sunday, 6 p.m.
And then you're kind of showing off new product and stuff, right? Kind of talk about what's going on at the store.
Yes. So any new product that we have, we pick a selection every week that they put on the show. And then we have a spot in the store that you see something online that you want to come in, and afterwards you can come pick it up.
That's fantastic. That is really cool. Now let's talk about Divine Lights, because we started talking about Amanda and Amy, how you both kind of got into it and what you do and the work that you do, which is amazing and really pretty awesome, quite honestly. How did Divine Lights come about?
So we had a bunch of practitioners that didn't know where to go or what to do. And so they kind of came to us and, you know, was looking for space. And so we decided that we needed a partnership to really be able to handle, you know, our vision and make the community connections that we were wanting to grow and foster. And so the three of us came together and started meeting, and then Divine Lights, we won the Friday after Thanksgiving, we got the notice that the space was coming open, and the next Friday we took it over, and the next Friday we opened. So it was just a real quick transition.
I noticed that there was, I wondered if you're competing with another store somewhere else in the country for who can open first or whatever else, but because it was just like I heard that you all were doing something, and then next thing you know, like the hour, next hour you were open, and then the next hour you had like a website. I just wow, Amy, I'm wondering if I was eye stroking. I mean, it's just like I was happening so fast that I just,
that's how quick it happens.
Yeah. I mean, geez, that's just amazing. So, I remember, I think we all met, it was early January. And there was like, it was so much had been done, and you're still working on the space, and the space there is, can you kind of talk about the space a little bit? Because it's a good sized space, and it's a beautiful space as well.
Yeah. Well, we've got several spaces here. So we have the retail storefront, which is right off Main Street. When you walk in, we purposely put tables and chairs there because we want to have people sit there, enjoy. We've got a tea station there. We've got tea and honey that is available for guests. Also, it was always the intention that practitioners that are in-house can sit there and do card readings or just visit with people. Not everybody's used to coming into a metaphysical or spiritual space. So sometimes the intention is just to offer that welcome and mm-hmm. just hang out. Also, not everybody's in a time or place in their life where, you know, it's a financial thing. So it doesn't matter to us. We just want you to come and enjoy the love, the light, the energy put out by the practitioners, that positivity. And that's really what we try to create. So that's at the front of the store.
Yeah.
And then of course we have all of our things, many of our practitioners not only offer services, but they make handmade things as well that are sold in the store. So we range from anywhere from crystal and crystal jewelry, of course, pendulum boards, to, you know, bath care and body care and things of that nature. So it's kind of all over the board.
I think that's something good to remind folks about as well, because it seems like pretty much every, you know, metaphysical shop, it is about community, right? That practitioners and creators, makers, are coming together, that it goes beyond them doing their work on people, but also the stuff that they create and that they sell, and that they have space in a store like yours, that, you know, if someone is buying something, there's a good chance that it's also benefiting a practitioner there as well.
Keep it local and keep it for the community. And I think that's just another great mission of ours. You know, just like this Saturday is Illumination Saturday. So every second Saturday of the month is when most of our practitioners on the team, and at this point we have 18 of us.
Nice.
There's 18 total. And it's the day of the month where you can kind of come in. And if you've always been wondering about a certain service or wanting to check it out, a little nervous, not really want a full session, they waive their fees, and it's based on donation. So it's pay what you can day, basically. And it's a great way. Some of them offer half hour sessions or miniature sessions. So instead of a full hour, it's 20 minutes to 30 minutes. And again, it's just a great way. And that was a way to give back to the community and make services available to everybody, which is super important to us, because the world just, you know, keeps going around, but we need more and more healing and more light workers.
I think that is such the important message that I keep hearing from here, from the two of you, and from going into the store, is the idea there. I mean, community is very much at the center of all of this, right? That and it's not even like community of Anoka, but it's community amongst practitioners, amongst healers, amongst, like, you are all working together to create this. And newsflash for people who may not understand this, nobody who works in this field makes a lot of money. You know, there's, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but, you know, no one's correcting me, by the way, folks. No one has stepped in and said, Greg, you're absolutely wrong. We're all driving like solid gold cars. No, I mean, but that's the whole thing. And so when you think about Illumination Saturday, when it's already, you know, that it can be hard to get people to come in and stuff and do services amongst these people who are giving up their time and hoping that you're going to do a donation, that, you know, that means to me so much more, that all of you are willing to do that because you're putting others first.
It's a great way for us to give back to the community, our time. You know, we are blessed during the month to have sessions from people that can pay our normal session rates. And so this is a way that we can give back to those that can't afford that full session rate, or, you know, just, you know, don't have the capacity or the time for it. And so it's just a great way for us to give back to the community.
That is great. And also, first of all, it's a beautiful space. Like I said, I've been through it before. What I also really like about it, you know, the moment you step in there, it's light, you know, both feeling light, you know, in terms of, for those who know what I'm talking about, energy, all that stuff, it's balanced. But it's also, you don't walk in and it's like dark, because, you know, I've seen it before, like in other places a long time ago, where it's like, it's darker, it's, you know, and just like, you're just not sure. I mean, it's light and it's welcoming. And I think that I bring that up not as any sort of comparison, but more of that people need to understand, if you haven't been to one of these places in years, it's all different now, and it's more welcoming. It's beautiful, and people want to help.
That's really why we're here, is to help. You know, there are definitely a lot of ways that we can help people with what they're struggling with, and that is literally why a lot of us feel so called to what we do.
It is a calling, isn't it? I mean, it's, I think that, I mean, some have to get a stroke to be able to figure out that what the calling is, but you know, that's okay. I mean, that's whatever it takes, right? But right. You know, but I mean, it is a calling that you have to, that it kind of, I don't even know what the right word, because it's not nagging, it's not weighing on you. But it's there. It's always there in the back of your mind. I think it's always wondering, like, what is it? What is it that you want me to do? Is that kind of a question that you might have asked at one point?
Yeah, just basically looking for the journey that we're supposed to be on, and allowing the universe, or, you know, the whatever it is that everybody feels called to, guide us on our path to show us what it is we're meant to be, who we're able to help. There's no coincidences.
Isn't that the truth? I mean, and that's that's hard to take sometimes too, because sometimes I find for myself the ability for wanting for myself, and that sounds really more pious than it's meant to, but the, you know, like, when something good happens and it does feel like a coincidence or something aligned, let's maybe say that way, my first instinct's like, oh, I'm, you know, I'm sure that's just kind of, you know, I'm lucky that way. And I'm trying to get away from using the term luck at all. I'm trying to get away from using that word. I feel like that when I want to say luck, I replace it with like blessed, something like that, where it's like, I am blessed. I'm not lucky that this show is going well. I am blessed that this show is going well, because it does come down to, I'm sure you both would agree, it comes down to that you kind of have to own it to continue the success of it, don't you? Of whatever you're trying to do.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm glad.
So, yeah.
See, definitely. Remember, we said this at the start of the show. I say the questions and you say the answers. That's Amy. Yeah. Amy is just there like, what?
No, I think that is what it is. I mean, you pretty much said it all.
Yeah, because I figured I'd ask the questions and then answer them, because I just figured that.
Yeah, as well. That works.
That's just me getting on my high horse. That's all. That's all that is. You know, what is it? And this might not be a fair question to ask, but you know, for each of you, is there a, and it's maybe not something that you do yourself, like a healing you do yourself. Do you have a favorite healing that when you get it done, when someone does it to you, that you're just like, this is what I needed, and this is really what works best for me? And that might be a loaded question. Amanda, do you have any thoughts on that? Or
that's a very loaded question, because
we don't play favorites
when it comes to our practitioners here. So to single, you know, a certain service out, it's hard, because we do like to get services from all of our practitioners.
Yeah.
Can't say that there's one over another that I love more. Obviously, I'm a Reiki person, so mm-hmm. I do my daily Reiki, but I love all of our practitioners equally. Don't make me make favorites.
Well, and you know what? I really honestly am not trying to put it as favorite. It's more like what works for you. I don't think that's an unfair question, because that is something where it's just like, there are things that work better for me than others. Doesn't mean I still don't do the other things. I mean, I like chocolate better than peanut butter. Doesn't mean that I don't have a Reese's peanut butter cup on occasion, you know? So I think that's
perfectly stated, though, because yeah. As you asked the question, so I basically asked him, like, what modality, what is our favorite? For me, it just depends where I'm at. So I think depending where people are on their journey. And I always think of Shrek when I think of the onion. It's like peeling an onion, totally. You know, peeling an onion. And there's beauty in that, though, right? So sometimes totally. Like cranial sacral therapy works really well, depending somatically if it's, I need a little bit more adjusting. Whereas sometimes Reiki with tuning forks just help me more energetically align. So just because something worked one time and then someone gets super excited to come back, maybe that's not the layer that you're on in that moment. So it's always good to get, again, a little variety of what
absolutely.
You're looking for.
Absolutely. And that's why Saturday is a really important day as well, because it's a great way for people to be able to enjoy and kind of sample a little bit. And I imagine that there's plenty of time to ask questions as well to figure out what is right for them, because that is one thing that I absolutely can totally understand, is that you're going to have a lot of people that come in, they don't know what they need. They don't even know if there's anything that they need at all. They're probably, if they haven't done it before, their first thought is, oh, I don't need anything, I'm fine, you know, but yet you found yourself in the store, you know, so
yeah.
Something led you there.
Yes. Yeah. So with having so many practitioners, you know, one of the things that if people don't know necessarily what they're looking for, you know, we have a couple of screens, one out, but faces outside, one that's inside, and basically packets that, you know, show everybody's profiles and what they do. And if they really don't know, it's who do you feel drawn to? You know, people can sense others' energy, even though they might not understand what it is. And so even just picking who they're feeling drawn to, they can work with that and go forward with a session so that they can be helped in whatever way that they're needing, and they might not be able to express it.
That's fantastic. Why don't we go ahead and do this? Let's go ahead and take our next break. When we come back, I want to talk about, once again, even more about people who have not experienced coming into a store like this before. How do they start the process of knowing what kind of help they need to get? We got some questions. We are talking a lot more about Divine Lights. You're listening to Ghost Box Radio on AM 950. And join me tomorrow on Ghost Box Radio with Greg Bakken. We are going to have psychic medium Refined Divine on our program doing live one-question readings. You know, you've been through this before. You know that this is a very electrifying night. It's very fun. It's very quick moving. And we all have to be on our best guard, including Adam, who will be in tomorrow to make sure that we are having that little button that delays us when certain psychic mediums start swearing, that we're able to kind of stop that. But it's always a lot of fun. That's tomorrow night. Get your questions in. It's also, as we talked about, always talk about, you get kind of up to the front of the priority line if you call in. We are having a great conversation with Amanda and Amy from Refined Divine. Too many divines. I'm just going to say that. I'm easily confused, and you both know this already. Divine Lights off 104 East Main Street. You can go to divinelightsmn.com for your if you wanted to see their website, or you can go on Facebook, just look up Divine Lights in Anoka, and you know, see what's going on over there. And this Saturday is Illumination Saturday. It sounds really great. Do you have a big turnout for those days?
It's our busiest day of the month.
Yeah, I'm sure.
We come right away, just so, because it is first come, first serve. There's no appointments.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is usually pretty hopping.
That's great. And I really would love it if some of our listeners go out there, check it out, and please be generous for the time of the practitioners out there. I mean, that's giving a lot. That's giving a lot. Now, Linda asked the question, and I don't know what anything is, okay? So let's just start that. I'm probably not even pronouncing it correctly. I've already mispronounced the name of your shop. Linda was asking, I was wondering if Divine Lights carries Moldavite, if I'm even saying that right.
Yes, we have quite a selection of Moldavite.
Now, Linda, are you needing it, or are you just kind of checking the store to see if, you know, what do they have and what do they don't have? Now, Linda is not in Minnesota. If she wanted something, do you ship out of state at all, or do you kind of keep it just, I mean, and there's no just about keeping it within the state, but do you any sort of shipping across the country?
Yes, we absolutely can ship across the country. They can either call or message us on Facebook. We later this year we'll have purchase options online as well. But as for right now, it's just we're kind of here to shop for you either, you know, via message or via phone.
That's great. That is great. You know, the one thing that I've always think about when I have practitioners or business owners that are in this industry on. And I was always kind of think to some of the listeners that we have that, sorry, Linda has one more question. We're going to turn the show over to Linda now for the rest of Ghost Box Radio tonight. Linda, hold on here. Linda says, I'm just going to ask the question. I'm here. I am also the conduit, Amanda, just so you know. clearly not my show anymore. Linda asked the question, can you send photos? Is that because people want to, if they're going to get something like a crystal or some kind of rock or something, that they're going to want to feel if it resonates with them? Is that why Linda would ask that question?
Absolutely. And so, yes, we can either send her photos or we can do a video chat. Yeah.
That's cool.
So our partner, Dave, Moldavite is actually his favorite stone. He says it's the only crystal that exists. And he just got a whole bunch of new pieces in this weekend. So, yeah, there's quite a selection.
All right. Now, so because, I mean, Linda, I hope you understand, we won't be doing all of your conversation about what you're going to buy through this show. What would you recommend, Linda, if she just finds you on Facebook and does a chat that way or something and kind of starts that conversation? Okay, cool. Yeah. I'm happy being the conduit, Linda, and I've known Linda for quite some time, so I like having a little bit of fun with her, and she is not shy about returning it, let me tell you. Carol also says that that's exciting. I'm from Burnsville and don't get out that way a lot. I'd love to do some ordering once we talked about the online portion of it. So, I think that's fantastic. Carol is also someone who's been listening for a while, so we really appreciate that. And look who's on! Look who just joined us over here. Look at this. We got Char Savoy that you may remember from such other radio shows as this one, and that's pretty cool. That's good to see you here. And Char is
one of the practitioners that work with Divine. And she has the metamorphosis as well. So
she sure
she's
does.
A big piece of her team.
She sure does. And her and I teach a paranormal class together as well. So, that is really exciting. So where I was getting to before Linda rudely interrupted me through chat was that it's, you know, Linda knows I'm kidding. Maybe she doesn't. I don't know. Who knows? You can't tell. It makes me feel better if I think she thinks that way, at least. Let's see here. What I was saying, though, you get people who are not sure. Like, they've never walked into a store like yours before. What happens when they come in and they're just not sure, but they feel like they need something? Is there somebody there that is able to help with, like, consultation of certain kinds, and just kind of talk and help people figure out where to, like, what they need or where to direct them to or something?
I think, like we talked earlier, there's no coincidences. So people end up in our space when they're supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes, we always have somebody that's working in the store, of course, and everybody's gifted in that manner, knows their crystals, knows the services that all the practitioners, again, we have 18, so there's plenty of a spectrum of what we are able to offer. We have had a couple people come in, not really sure, and you can sometimes tell that they're new, and you ask them what they need, and they just kind of wander a little bit. And other times there's practitioners here that are available for a session during the day. And so they can always consult as well. So it can start as simple as they end up at the, you know, tumble wall looking at certain crystals, and mm-hmm. you pick one that intuitively speaks to you. Or sometimes they end up picking up the booklet that's up front and flipping through the practitioners. But regardless, there's always somebody here to make that connection.
And I guess that's what I was kind of wondering about a little bit more, was the fact that, you know, maybe they don't even know the words to what they want. You know, and that's, I think that's something that is, you know, I mean, it could be, certainly could be a barrier, but it's also something I'm sure that's at the same time, that's a great, not problem, but you get my point. That's a great situation to be in, that at least they're there, that now we can start directing or trying to actually figure out what this individual would want.
Right. So any of our practitioners that are, you know, behind the counter waiting or out talking to people, they are not shy about trying to fit you with the right person.
That's great.
So we don't believe in competing between our practitioners. We believe that there's an abundance for everyone. And so if you came in and I was there talking to you and I thought that Amy was a good fit for you, I have no problem giving you, you know, Amy as who you're going to see that today, if that's who you think, who we think would be a good fit for you. And so it's really great that you can have that conversation with anybody, and they're going to put you to the person that they feel is best for you.
I think that's great. And I think that's what I really would like to hope. I really hope that people who are listening tonight are able to stop on in. And I wouldn't even, I mean, Illumination Saturday is great, but if you can't make it on Saturday, I wouldn't let that stop you from coming in any other day of the week either, you know, and see what's happened there, even just for the opportunity of going around and seeing, you know, what you have in stock and what you sell and what the stuff is that you are able to provide. And I mean, and I'm assuming you get a lot of people who may not get something the first time because it might be just like a lot for them to take in, but then you're going to probably start seeing them more and more and more.
Yes, we do have several people that come in at least once a week, or if not, you know, more than once a week, just to stop in and say hi and check out if we got new crystals in or what's new this week, or, you know, and they just sit and chat with us for a little bit, just because, you know, they like the energy of the space. They like the people here, and they found their, you know, their crew basically, you know, within us, and people that are like-minded. And so it's great.
And I like the idea, because once again, I think the one thing that I feel like we keep coming back to in this conversation is community, that we are talking about, you know, that, you know, obviously a store needs to be sustainable. It needs to have to sell some stuff to be able to keep the doors open. But that's me saying it. I mean, obviously it's true, but neither of you are pushing that part of it one bit. What you're all saying is, you know, connectivity, making sure that you're connecting people to the right practice that they might need, or just come on in, check it out, and that there's a community of people who want to talk with you and have and converse with you and feel like that, you know, you are now part of that Anoka community. You're part of that psychic metaphysical community of Minnesota as well. And that's pretty exciting to me.
I'm sure as you've taught classes and the things that you offer, like, I think one of the biggest joys, or at least that I get, is when someone walks to the door and all of a sudden they realize like they've found their people. Yeah. And they just like get really emotional or just take a huge breath out and they can release some of that because they're like, oh my gosh, here is people I can relate and this is a safe space. And that is honestly the best feeling in the whole world.
I think that's an amazing point, Amy, because when you say that, and it's like, yeah, I also, like you said, I teach classes, I teach Mushar, and we have seen that on so many levels of people who, because what we're talking about isn't mainstream, at least, you know, as far as people expect it to be, that people who have always had this with them, they are like, my gosh, I'm connecting, I belong. And that is pretty amazing. It's really cool.
That's irreplaceable. When you said none of us, you said, well, you don't get in this business to get rich or none of us are rich. I would challenge you on that because just rich to be able to offer a space for people to feel safe and belong is, my goodness, that's worth millions and millions and millions of dollars.
God's sake, you know what I was talking about when I said that. Don't turn it around on me. You're not going to win. Let's see here. Carol says, my family lives in Elk River and the surrounding area, so I also will stop in when I'm visiting them. I have been to the store before you got it and think everything you offer is wonderful. Congratulations. It's an important store with all it offers. So this is going to be quite nice. Now, Carol, can you please, if you go out there, could you please, first of all, seek out Amanda and Amy if they're out there, and just please let them know that you were listening and that you heard through that. Because I'd like you both to know that there is value of coming on the show tonight. That hopefully it brings something your way. I would really like that.
Appreciate that very much.
Because we're going to be wrapping up here in a couple minutes here. Anything else that's coming up that you'd like people to know about as far as the store, any events or anything?
So May 11th, Discover Anoka is doing a Mother's Day stroll. And there's about 50 tickets left. So all bunch of the businesses in Anoka have got a gift that we're giving away if you buy a ticket for it. And so May 11th, we're a part of that, but we're also doing a mini expo. And so we've got a lot of make and takes, a lot of people coming in, basically just to enhance what we already have for an experience for people. And so it'll be a great day cherishing our mothers and being able to offer you more of a variety, more of an impact, and come do some fun things.
Honestly, folks, you got to check out what's going on over at Divine Lights. It is so refreshing. It's so wonderful. Char in the comments just wanted to say it truly is a group of loving, compassionate, and gifted practitioners that love to help everybody. And it seems good. Linda says that she shared to the public. Hope that helps. You know, Linda, every little bit helps and really appreciate that. And, you know, anybody else out there listening, you know, it's Divine Lights is a new store. And every little bit of just talking and spreading the word, whether you go and share their page, like their page, Divine Lights on Facebook, every little bit helps. And we would all very much appreciate that. And so with that, Amanda, Amy, Divine Lights in Anoka, go check it out. Thank you both so much. I hope this was fun in some way.
It was. Okay. Thank you.
Yes. Thanks for having us.
Oh, my pleasure. I'd love to have you both on again.
Yes.
All right. Everyone, we'll be back tomorrow with Psychic Medium Refined Divine. Everyone, have a good night. Take care.